was the first year in 2018, and it was after the first of the year that those were drawn up.
I think they should all be the same. So if we're going to...
Yeah, because the mutual aid agreement was drawn up separately. The original agreement didn't have that verbiage in it. And then we added the mutual aid addendum, and that's when the...
Well, I'm not seeing...
And I think the mutual aid agreements were all drawn up last year.
Well, the request for assistance is what we're referring to.
Do you have Schedule A in your packet?
It's the very back sheet. It's just a short sheet. I was looking for something more than that.
I have Schedule A. On there, it doesn't say anything about the hourly rate. It just has the transfer fee. Unless I'm missing it. It has the intake holding fee, additional holding fee, exam and rabies vaccination, transfer fee, adoption fee, euthanasia, disposition, disposal.
Yeah, the mutual aid agreement was so that we could go in and perform animal control duties on their behalf.
Well, what I'm trying to find is 1247.
On request for assistance, it's if they call us, if the village agrees, if they call us out to assist them, it mentions, it says, unless directly caused by the actions, the county will charge the village the rate of $12.47 per hour plus 55 cents per mile.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm trying to find in the contract where it says $12.47 an hour. Okay, here it is in F, section F.
I think that's something we need to look at to have the actual cost of the animal control.
I'll get with Nikki. And we'll talk
We might have that changed to say an actual rate of employee called out or average job or something other than the definitive.
Yeah, because that's what I think we did when we created the first document was we averaged their wages and came up with that amount.
Yeah.
But that was prior to January 1st of this year.
And so.
So, again, do we want to hold off on this one? Get that looked at and changed possibly?
I think it'd be good to have them all the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's if they call them out for assistance beyond them. They need help and.
Yeah. We can. Yeah. For the normal, like if they need us to pick the animal up, they already have it in custody, it's only the mileage that's charged. But when it's. Doing their duties, then it would be the hourly. Yeah.
You'll get with Nikki then?
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
State Aviation Trust Fund Project Consultant Agreement, number 22-129, Airport. Received a letter dated December 9th, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is a State Aviation Trust Fund Project Consultant Agreement signed between Garver LLC Consultant and Taney County.
This is something you've been working on for some time, isn't it?
Right, for a couple of years.
Lights and...
Right, to replace lights, the beacon, wind cone.
I have no questions.
Okay. Move to approve the State Aviation Trust Fund Project Consultant Agreement by between Garber LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Lease agreement with Tailwinds Planes LLC number 22-128 Airport. Received a letter dated December 9, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form, and this is buying between Tailwinds Planes LLC, leasee, and Taney County.
Am I reading this right? It says beginning on November 1st.
Correct.
And
For 1 year, just for office space to offer flight training.
Does our insurance is what they have in the contents they're responsible for?
Correct.
We're just insuring the structure, the space.
That's what we insure, yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to get my bearings. That northeast office, that's not the one behind the old check-in counter, is it? Which one's the northeast office?
Where we had the corner for a time on the sheriff's department, that little corner there.
Is that over there by the bathrooms?
Yep.
Move to approve the lease agreement with Tailwind Planes LLC, buying between Tailwinds LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Intergovernmental agreement between Taney County, Missouri, and Taney County Regional Sewer District, number 22-125.
How are you guys doing?
Great. Good morning.
Good.
So, before we dive too deep into it, I think with this specific agreement, and I can speak for myself, I don't know about the other two as far as the concerns. I think there's been quite a few concerns that's been brought up by our council. And so I don't know that we're ready. I'm not ready to vote on or sign or do anything with this as of right now. And so I do know that we have an executive session coming up Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And so in my mind, again, we've not discussed it at all, but we can bring it up with him then and maybe work through some of those concerns that he has.
Okay.
And then go from there. So I think that our original intent was for the sewer district to take over some of the responsibilities of the environmental side. Is that right?
Yes.
But I think the concerns are this goes beyond that scope. And so
I thought the original was to try to take over the concerns of the municipalities of
yes.
the agreement when they come in.
Yes. And this does that.
Oh, it does that and more.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we will discuss it with our council, make sure his concerns are met, or we talk about it and make sure that we're all on the same page. And I'm sure that you guys will be reached out to as well.
Yeah, I've not had any comments sent to me or anything.
We got this Thursday, Friday? I don't know when, December 9th?
No, actually, was emailed. Didn't you email it some time ago?
I'm talking about the concerns that was brought to our attention.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
And
we got those Friday. So, anyway, we just want to make sure we have communication with our council. Yeah.
Is there any concerns that you can share now?
What's that?
Is there any concerns that you can share now? I don't know what you mean by it goes much further than that.
Yeah. As you know, my only concern again is we were a little bit premature, not premature, we were a little bit, I thought maybe a year out in what I thought necessary, but I, after it being explained to it, understand, but we do need to discuss it with our council after he's looked at it.
Sure.
So again, I know we're meeting with him on Thursday, or excuse me, Wednesday on another issue, so we can set up time to meet with him on this as well.
Okay. I'll just wait to hear back from you.
That's what I mean, again, we can just, there's probably not any sense in discussing it now because we don't know what we're going to do or not do. So.
If you could send me his comments or after you discuss, that would be fine.
After we discuss it, he'll probably get with your council. We're not. I'm not going to send any of his,
I'm just saying after you discuss, if you send us comments, we'll address it.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Tourism Asset Development Grant Letter of Support for the City of Branson and the City of Forsyth.
So we have two separate ones?
Yes.
So these are letters that's been requested for us to approve and sign for different, going after different grants?
No, I don't think so. This Local Assessed Development Grant, ARPA, to me, would be the same, wouldn't it?
I'm sorry, do what?
Did you say different grants?
Two different grants. One being for the City of Forsyth and one being for the City of Branson.
Okay.
So, move to approve the ARPA DED Local Tourism Asset Development Grant letter of recommendation for the City of Branson.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the Local Tourism Asset Development Grant letter of recommendation for the City of Forsyth.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments. 911 Advisory Board.
I think both of these appointments, the way that's written up, are to serve on the board. So.
I say, which ones are up? The Forsyth appointment and the Western Taney County Fire Department appointment.
Yes. Yes, Taney County Fire Department and the
Bower and Burn
and the Forsyth Fire.
Do we know what the terms are on those?
3 years.
I'm just going to say for available term. Is that all right? Move to reappoint Chris Burnt and Nathan Bower to the 911 Advisory Board to fill the upcoming term.
Second with discussion.
They're continuing on to the same term as required in the bylaws.
It's not required. This is how we have it set up to match the... We have our board set up the same way to match what the state statute says if we were to have a tax-funded sewer board. And that's how we've historically set up that 911 advisory board.
Yeah, that's the way it is set up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the requirements that we put in when it was set up.
That could be. I don't know. I just know that typically we appoint the board based on if we were to follow statute having a tax-funded library or 911 board, which we don't, but we still set the board up in that way.
Yeah. I was told due to